section 519-68-3477. And that would help, I think, in flushing out some of the facts of this matter. Judge, we're not dealing with a presumption case here. It's a level 22 case in this particular matter. My client does have a prior conviction approximately 22 years ago, which he received probation and completed that period of probation. She's got 18 years in Pima, Arizona area, where she has a mobile home trailer on property that both her and her husband own. There's reference made to the travels to the public vehicle, but as my client indicated, she travels there twice yearly at most, and that's along the border. But she understands that she'll be prohibited from traveling into another country during the pendency of this time. She does have some medical concerns, Your Honor. She still hasn't seen a doctor that I'm aware of at Doña Ana for condition. You think, Judge, and reference is made again to the religious exercise of religious issues here in this particular case. My client understands that, at least while this matter is pending, that she cannot use any controlled substances in this matter. So we think that with regular urine analysis and release to her home state, that would alleviate any concern that the pretrial officer had expressed concerning the use of controlled substances. This matter is very important, I know, to the church that's involved here. As I explained to my client, those matters are going to be dealt with at trial and prior to trial. And certainly, she understands that bond is privilege and not a right here in federal court, so she's willing to come forth with any additional conditions that might be necessary. She's not a flight risk in any way, either, Judge. Okay.
Mr. Pettis?
It's Martinez, Your Honor.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Your Honor, the government is opposed to any evidence of any conditions. So, Ms. Plaintiffs, she is, I'm now looking at her motion. It's here. She's incorporating this police system. I think she's endangering the community. She sees herself as a courier and a person who has a right to transport marijuana, to use it in the Holy Sacrament. I believe that that actually shows her true thoughts and feelings regarding the disregard she has for the laws of the United States. Well, they should not comply with such laws. Therefore, she should not be given a bond under any conditions.
If she's willing to forego her religious practice and agrees to random UAs?
I believe it's so ingrained in her system, it's so ingrained in her soul, in her person, that she won't do it. I think it's too much of a risk. I don't think it's really worth the effort because she's congesting this heart, mind, body, and soul. She's incorporated in the belief system. Therefore, she will not comply with the law of the United States. She's said so much in her motion. The government has no legitimate hands in censuring marijuana. Therefore, I think it's a total waste of time to grant the bond. That's the position of the United States.
And Judge, I think if I may, Judge.
Sure.
Again, the court always has a heavy hammer if it violates from back in custody. But I think, again, there is a presumption for conditions that could be reasonably fashioned to ensure appearance at all future court proceedings. And I think that we have proposed certain conditions that certainly the court can incorporate in doing that.
Mr. Benegas, Mrs. Quaintance agrees to forego any religious practices involving controlled substances and submits to frequent random UAs
and
finds a suitable third party.
I think conditions could be fashioned.
Okay. We don't have a third party custodian.
I'll have to look at that.
You're going to have to look at that. I'm going to want a secured bond. Do you work, Mrs. Quaintance?
No, ma'am.
Okay.